In front of you, it's a shorter piece, but I think it's a very, very nice piece. It's a piece from the Nesiv HaShalom. You know, this is the Parashias where we're talking about Gula and Golus. That's what this is all about. So one more piece about how to bring Gula into your life, how to bring Gula into Klal Yisrael's life. It's something on, it should be on everyone's mind all the time. It's what we need. And everything that we're talking about works on different levels. It works on the Golus of Klal Yisrael and our own personal Golus, both physical and spiritual. So he says like this. Let's just run through it together. Yosef HaTzadik, at the end of his life, it says, Ve'yishba Yosef is b'nei Yisrael lemar. Yosef swears to the children of the Jewish people, saying, Pokoid yifkoid elikim eschem, Hashem will surely remember you. Ve'alisem es atzmoisai mizeh, and there'll be a redemption, and Hashem's going to take you'll take my bones out of Mitzrayim. So Ve'omdu ha'mefarshim, this is where Yosef HaTzadik is promising that there will be a redemption from Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim ask, why is it that he used the double lashon of pokod yifkod? Hashem will surely remember you, he'll surely redeem you. Okay, that's question number one. Gam yesh lahavin be'etzem inyan gulas mitzrayim. We know that gulas mitzrayim was a microcosm of all the gulas. And how do the Jewish people leave mitzrayim? So he says, shadarshu chazal me'aposik ve'varti. The pasuk says that Hashem said, I went through mitzrayim. That we know, that famously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'kvoidoi ba'atzmai, Hashem himself saved us, not through a malach, not through an intermediary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'kvoidoi ba'atzmai, Hashem himself. So the question is, why was this necessary? Why was it necessary for Hashem himself to do it? It seems like it was a different type of gula. It was gula ayidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma ha-madrega ha-miyuchedes b'zeh. What does it mean that Hashem himself, Shakadish Baruch Hu b'kvoide ba'atzme ga'onu? Why is it that Hashem himself had to do it? So there's a famous answer from the Arizal that he said that if Hashem would have sent the malach would have gone off the derech. That's how Tamei Mitzrayim was. But on a different shot, why was it necessary for Hakadosh Baruch Hu to do it himself? Haloi malach v'sarach igam kim shuluchim shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. See, it's not like this. Again, it'll keep it short today. And it seems like a simple inyan. But a lot of times, like we said in today's daf, dvarim sharum adarim ha'imdim berume shaloylam, v'adim mezalzlim behen, that there are certain things, a lot of times the most simple things are the things that no one really thinks about, and no one really puts effort into. He says like this, v'yesh levar ha'inyin. We know that the Jewish people, when they went through every single, it's today's daf, right? It wasn't yesterday, right? It's today's daf. We know that...
I thought you were going to talk about the cats.
Oh, no. V'yesh levar ha'inyin. He says like this, every single golus has rules of when it's supposed to end. Now, this is true with Mitzrayim, this is true with the golus that we're in, and this is true with every personal golus. There's rules of when it'll end. Famously, there's two ways for it to end, be'ita or be'achishenu. A personal golus, the golus of Mitzrayim and the golus that we're waiting for, it'll end by either ita, the time. There's a certain time where it'll end. A certain time where Hashem said, suffering has to end. And achishena, if you're deserving of it. We know famously, the golus that we're in, we know that there's ita, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us ita is the year 6000 that we're all waiting for. That's not what we're waiting for, but that's the end game where it has to come at a certain point. And then there's achishena, which is, if we're worthy, he'll come right now. What's interesting is, and he's going to talk about this, how did we leave Mitzrayim though? Mitzrayim also had an ita, which was the year 400, and it had an achishana, which is that if we're deserving, he'll come right now. And it seems like we left Mitzrayim by neither accord. What's up, Shah? Because it wasn't the year 400. Hashem was Mitzarev, 210 equals 400. But it wasn't the year 400. And we weren't deserving of it because we were in the Memtesh Aritumma. So how exactly do we leave Mitzrayim? So he says, V'yish levar ha'inyan. Well, let's explain. Hine matzino beizei fanim shel gula. We know that there's two ways that Hashem can redeem the Jewish people. Be'ita v'achishana. The time where it has to happen, and then there's achishena. Achishena is if you deserve it. Be'ita hu haketz hakavu legula. Be'ita is the time where it has to end. She'enai tali b'anhagasam shel Yisrael, where it doesn't matter what you do. That there's a time, the year 6000, or from Mitzrayim, the year 400. She'azeh amru chazal, bakesh, bikesh Yaakov legalus es haketz v'nestalkum menu shechina. This was the geula that Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell the Jewish people about. His children, but Hashem took it away from him. Because if they knew that if the year 6000, if they knew that there was a year 400, it would have been so tzibrach. And if they knew that it would take for so long, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, in one of his sikhas, they wouldn't have imagine if you knew that the redemption is not going to come until you're long passed away. That would break the spirit. That's called the redemption of Ita, where there's a time. And he says, V'yish gula sha'achishena. And there's also a different way for your suffering to end, kolachishena, which is if you deserve it. Kashi Yisrael zoichem. The Gemara says, Zachu achishena. If we're zoiche, it'll come right now. Loi zachu b'ita. And loi aleinu, if we're not worthy, it'll happen at a certain time. And again, this is true for this galus, this is true for Mitzrayim, this is true for everybody. Every Jew that's going through a certain level of suffering, there's a time where it'll end, and then if you're deserving, it could change right now. The problem is, though, as he points out, the gula Mitzrayim was neither. The problem is, gula Mitzrayim didn't happen with either of them. Right? It wasn't the year 400. So, right, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzarif. He made it that 210 equals 400. But it wasn't the time. It wasn't like you reach the time, Hashem's like, okay, it's time to go. It wasn't that. It was hastened. It was quickened up. It wasn't going through the regular methodology of Ita. And he says, and no one would say that the Jewish people were deserving of Gula by Mitzrayim. They were very low. They were entrenched in the darkest type of tuma. So how did we get out of Mitzrayim? And by the way, the reason why this is important is because there's some sort of key to have redemption that's not Ita and not Achishena. And that would be lovely for us to know, because unfortunately, listen, it's not Ita yet for our Golus, it's not the year 6000, and unfortunately every day goes by, we're not Zeichet Achishena either. So if there's a third method, that would be really nice to know. So it says in the Nesiv HaShalom like this, clearly we're not deserving of it. It wasn't Achishena. They were still Oivet Avedizara when they were getting to the Yamsuf. So here's the key. The problem is, so Hashem looks at the situation. He's like, okay, no Ita, no Achishena. So let them sit there. The problem is, Me'idach, on the other hand, they couldn't stay there any longer. As the Svar Mekadoshim say, the reason why they left Mitzrayim so suddenly, as the Arizal gives over, if they stayed one more moment, it would have been too late. So something triggered that there was this third type of redemption. There's Ita, there's Achishena, and then there's, it has to happen. What's that? How did they get out? Pashat, how do we get out of Mitzrayim? He says, Asher kol ba'ya lo yeshuvan, there was no option. U'misham kvar lo ha'yichoyim latzeis. V'lechei nitzah ha'guli is b'chipazen, ki lo yachol es mamer, we couldn't wait any longer. U'misham kach, therefore, lo ha'yisi yichoyli es ha'guli et p'seder. Oh. This is the key. And we'll talk about this in a moment. It must be that there's the regular order of redemption, which can end with one of two ways, which is Ita or Achishena. And then what you see from Gulas Mitzrayim is that there's a second type of redemption. A redemption that doesn't go with the laws of Gulas. There's a redemption that he calls Shaloi Alpei HaSeder, that does not go with the rules of Gulas ending. It's this, Hashem bypasses the circuit, and he says, I'm going in. You know, it's like everyone's saying, you can't go in, it's not Ita, and it's not Nachishena, and Hashem says, watch me. Kaviyach. That there's a certain type of gula that's Shaloi Alpi HaSeder. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kvoide B'Atzmai, not Alidei HaMalach, that Hashem B'Kvoide B'Atzmai says, I can't have this last any longer. I have to intervene. Now, what we're going to talk about, and he'll explain this in a moment, what we're going to have to figure out is, how do we trigger that? How do we get Hashem to do that right now? For us in America, and how do we get Hashem to trigger? How do we trigger that type of geula, that shaloi al pi haseder? How do we trigger that geula where Hashem says, I can't wait any longer? I'm getting involved. He says like this, Mishum kach, in Mitzrayim, lo yhoysa yechoyl aliyas hagula pi haseder. There couldn't be the redemption through the normal rules of Ita and Achishena. It was impossible. The kaviyochel, and therefore, we triggered a third type of redemption, a higher type of redemption, which was how you mechrochem lahamshem the gagula mimakim gvaya yoiser. This is a redemption that came from a higher place. This was Hashem overruling the rules of Gaulis and saying, I know they don't deserve it, and I know it's not the time, but I am getting involved. That's called a geula. The Nesiv Yisham describes it, a geula shaloi al pi haseder. A geula that goes above and beyond the letter of the rule, above laws. He says, V'u'alderech disa b'teris avis, as the teris avis explains in Parshas V'yetze, mimarana savet kadisha mislanim, from the slanim rebbe, b'ni gemara chasim rashanim yen kippurim, she'er seder anhaga lepiv misnagim kol anyanu pi seder izman, that there's some way that Hashem runs the world through rule and through order, and that order and that rule would not allow for redemption to happen. Shanhaga zunikva b'Rosh Hashanah, and that rule and order is decided in Rosh Hashanah. Acha kabbalish baruch hu shemekar hatayi barachmim. But Hashem always has in the back of his pocket this, I can break this law, and I can get involved, and I can go in there and save Klal Yisrael. Ki loy kolu rachamav, because Hashem's mercy never ends. Manig ban hagel yoyna lamayla mekol seder. And by the way, this is true if you have a person that's sick, and Loya Lehner, the doctors say there's nothing that you could do. So we're going to see it in the Gemara and Brachas and a few dafim that were makabel from David HaMelech. That even if there's a knife on your neck, you don't stop. There's always hope. So the question is, what do you mean there's always hope? Why? Apisayde, there's no hope. The answer is, Hashem always has a gula shaloy apisayde. There's a redemption that goes above and beyond the letter of the law. There's a redemption that goes where Hashem says, you know what, I'm getting involved. And there's laws. Get rid of the laws. I wrote the laws, and I'm going to break the laws. And again, what we're going to explain in a moment is, how do you trigger that? And please remind me, there's a maisa that I just heard from the rabbi that actually types in well. So if I forget at the end, please remind me. He says, "Bechinas rachamei shemayim rubim ka'av hamrachim al benoi," just like a father has compassion for the son, "sherachmanusai enay megvelis b'shem seder." That sometimes you have to break the rules. And these the rules of redemption, which is ita and achishena, sometimes Hashem has to say, you know what, I'm going to redeem them afal pikin. Al derech zehoyse gulas Mitzrayim. That was the gul of Mitzrayim. Shal pisedar and haga, based on the rules of nature, the rules that Hashem created the world with. E efshar hayaligol as Yisrael misham. The Jewish people could not have been redeemed. He says, "Ka'amur shadayin lahegi hakechel beita biyachrim zehayu b'shefel amatzah zachul gedal achishena." It wasn't the time of ita, and they weren't deserving of achishena. I never thought about it. So how do we get out of Mitzrayim? So he says, "Aval harei hayu b'sakana." The answer is the Jewish people were in danger. Pen yiplu l'shar hanun. Hashem was going to lose his children, and when a parent almost loses the child, rules go out the window. There was no choice. That's why Hashem had to do it, not a malach. Because if you want to break the rules, then you got to have the person who wrote the rules to break them. A redemption that's above time and a redemption that's above place, which is a bypass that only Hashem has. And he explains this based on a mashal. L'melech ha'yoyshev al kisei malchusoi, that you have a king who's sitting on his kingdom, on his throne, levush bebigdei ha'malchus, in all his glory, in all his fine clothing, the king is sitting on the throne, v'ro'es b'noi sh'nofel l'bil shal shoychem, and he sees his son fell into a very dark pit. So he says, sh'mitzad seyde genuni ha'malchus ein lo'el ho'itziyah misham ba'atzmai. And yes, the normal rules of the kingdom is that the king doesn't leave his throne when he's dressed like this. Yes, normally he would not have done this. But Akasheroya Hamelech, Shemisnaig Ata Pigununi Hamalchus, Vismamea Bain Levein Yitva, Benoi. But if the king sees that if he keeps the laws, his son will die, Yesha Yes Yaisel Atsil, and he won't be able to save him, Hareyu Koifitz Batma, he jumps out of his chair, Vyar Labar Hashochin, and he goes into that pit. Levushim bigdei malchusai benigid, look the top paragraph from the left side. L'chol ginuni hamalchus, he breaks all the rules of the kingdom. Umatzales benai, similar to what we spoke about by Chanukah, that there are some times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu bekvoida be'atzmai has to get involved to save his children. Which is, by the way, the famous yisayid of the Baal HaTanya, that when they had a big complaint on the Baal HaTanya of why he was teaching such deep Torah to the classroom, to hamoin am, to simple folk. Right, there was a famous story, I think it was one of the Talmidim of Baruch of Mezhebush, that came across in the garbage can, there were notes that were crumpled up from one of the students of the Baal HaTanya who went to the shir, and I guess he threw the notes out. And it was like Mamish, the secrets of the universe, crumpled up in the garbage. So he said, this is what you're teaching. So the Baal Tani gave a famous marshal that every Lubavitcher knows and every Lubavitcher likes to say over, which is, it's the crown jewel of the king's crown, that a king has a crown, and on that crown there's a jewel. And yes, that jewel is the magnificent jewel. But he says that one time the king's son was dying, and all the doctors gave up hope, and the Baal Tani said that there was one old man who said, I'm telling you, you could save the kid if you take the jewel on the crown and grind it up and put it into water and give it to the... give it to the prince. He started to do it. So one of the elder people said, "With this, that's your crown." He said, what's the purpose of a crown if my prince dies? So Sotzer says, the Baal Tani, you're right. Teaching Torah like this, it's like taking the jewels of the crown and grinding it up. But if Klal Yisrael is going to die because they need this type of Torah, then what am I going to do? So too, so says the Nesiv Shalom, there's Geul al pi hateva, there's redemption through normal venues, which needs Ita or Achishena. And then there's this secret type of redemption, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding, I can't wait any longer. I'm getting involved. And he says, Al derech zeh hoisa gula hayikidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvoyde ba'atzmai, so to the gula of Mitzrayim, was ayidei Hashem b'kvoyde ba'atzmai, Hashem himself. V'lo yayidei malach, v'lo yayidei sarof, and it wasn't through a king, and it wasn't through a shliach, and it wasn't through a malach. Because this redemption was above nature. This redemption was out of hechrich. This redemption was out of necessity, and therefore you need Hashem himself to know when it's necessary. You couldn't trust it to a malach because this is breaking the rules. And you only break the rules in case of an emergency. Break the glass in case of emergency, and therefore Hashem couldn't trust this with a malach. And that's why, by the way, we talk about it. Pesach is to jump over. Pesach is jumping. It was a redemption that was jumping rules. It wasn't normal. It was not in the process of the normal redemption that a Jew has, which is either Ita or Achishana. It's jumping. It's jumping. Jumping over houses. My beloved comes jumping over mountains. Shubchinas dilug metoich rachmei shemayim. Bahavas Hashem liYisrael shilein soif. This redemption came purely out of Hashem's love for the Jewish people that He could not see them being lost. Could not see them being lost. V'zeu pirish haposuk, and this is what the posuk means. V'yishba Yosef es bnei Yisrael lema. Pokoid yifkoid elikim eschem. Yeah, you can get it. It's not a problem. That the Pasuk says that Yosef HaTzadik said that Hashem will surely remember you. Pokoid Yifkoid. That Hashem will surely remember you. So the question we started is, why did Yosef HaTzadik say the double Lashon? Pirush Sha'amrlem Teidu? Why do you say double Lashon? Pokoid Yifkoid? Because Yosef HaTzadik was telling the Jewish people, Sheish Beis Pekidos. There's two different types of redemptions. Yish pekid al pisedir shall beita v'achishena. There's redemption through the normal process, which is either ita or achishena, that it's either the time that it has to happen by, the last time, or you're worthy of it. But there's another yish oid pekida, yifkoid. There's a second type of pekida, there's a second type of redemption, lemaila mikol seder v'zman, bibechinas dilug, shebechinasu hoisegul v'sarami. There's a second type, which is that Hashem will get involved in order to save the Jewish people because he can't see you like this anymore. So the kasha is like this. So there's two different types of redemptions. And again, the reason why this is important is because not only are the Jewish people still in Galus, and therefore we still need this, this is a message that is timely because we're still in our own Galus Mitzrayim, and we need this type of Gula, and you can't daven for something unless you know how it could happen. But the truth is, every person, and I had someone talk to me in shul of why I speak a lot about this, is because as you get older, and you're no longer talking to yeshiva bachim that are 12 and 13, and you talk to adults, life has its challenges. Everyone has their own galus. On some form, be it physical or spiritual, it's impossible for someone to have a perfect life in Gashmi and Ruchni. It's impossible. And therefore, this message, again, I don't want anybody to think that, like, Avi was having a tough week. I'm tired from the daf, but I'm having a tough week. But you have to, the reason why these things are important is because you have to be mechazik zayin and realize that every Jew goes through some sort of galus. It's impossible. And that galus has to end at some point. And what gets a Jew through is knowing how it could end and how you should daven. So the two methods, there's the classic method of everyone's galus will end by either it'll time. At some point, Hashem decided that a Jew will only suffer to such an extent that at some point it has to end. World War II, even World War II, ended at a certain point. There was a time. And there's a second type of way where it can end, which is achishem, which is if you deserve it. And by the way, don't get so small-minded to think that any Jew that's going through suffering is because they're not deserving. It just means that they weren't touching in that place called achishem. Okay. But now it says, is mechadish in Nesiv HaShalom. The Nesiv HaShalom introduces this new concept, which is that there's a way for redemption to happen not through these two processes. There's a redemption called Shaloy al pi Seder, Lamaylam in Aseder, Lamaylam in Azman, that there's a redemption that could happen, which is not because you deserve it and not because the time is right, but because it has to happen. Because the time, Hashem has to sort of break glass in case of emergency. So the question is, how do you trigger that? Now you could say, well, it has to be out of desperation. But that's not good. What's a way to trigger that not be out of desperation? How do you tap into that type of gula? So Nesiv HaShalom says this is the key, and it's the next paragraph, and it's, again, it seems so simple, but it's not simple. It's one of these things where you hear it when you're younger, and you're like, oh yeah, okay. But as you get older, and you realize you have to, it takes effort, and it takes emunah, but this is the key. He says like this, Kol ha-hisoyrus mila'ela. Any type of shefa, this is on the left side, the bottom paragraph on the first page that says Vayichi on it. Ochin kol hisoyrus mila'ela. All hisoyrus that come down, all shefa and bracha, you got the right page. All shefa and bracha, all type of blessings that come down from Hashem, tzricha l'hachana b'sarusil d'latata. You have to do something to be a vessel to receive his bracha. You want geula? So you want water from Hashem, you have to have a cup. You have to do something in order to receive bracha. That's the whole Indian of Torah mitzvahs. The whole Indian of Torah mitzvahs is to make room, to make a vessel in order to bring down that light. You want the light of Hanukkah? Light the candle. That's the vessel in which case it brings down the Shefa and it makes room for the light of Hashem to come down. So it says in the Nesiv HaShalom, what's the vessel and what's the action that's necessary for a Jew to bring down this type of gula? This type of geula that doesn't make sense, that's lamayla min hateva, lamayla min hazman, what do you have to do in order to bring that down? What's my action? Yes, I have to be desperate, fine. But what do I have to do? What's my necessary action to make a vessel for this type of geula? So he says, isarusa dilatata, our action down here, lahamshich hanhagel yoina, to bring down this type of redemption, bebechinas dilug, this type of redemption which makes no sense, which is Hashem jumping. To bring down this type of redemption is simply put, the following line is simply put, which is, and again it sounds simple, but it's, Emuna shel Yehudi ban Hagazais. To believe that this type of redemption is still possible. As Lubavitcher's, as the Rebbe used to say, Trach good vet zayn good. Which is that you have to believe that that type of redemption is still possible. Both that you deserve it, and that Hashem loves you enough that he's willing to do it. If a Jew is able to sit in his dark place and say, you know what, it's been still going on, the galus is still going for as long as it is, my personal galus is going on as long as it is, I don't like to learn, whatever galus it is, spiritual, physical, whatever it is, and you say, you know what, it's not Ita, because it clearly hasn't hit the time yet, and it's not Achishen either, because I'm not a better Jew than I was 2 weeks ago. The only thing you could do to bring down this type of gula is emuna shel Yehudi ban Hagazais, that I could say that I believe within this place, that I believe that that Hashem loves me enough that he's willing to save me despite all this, that he's willing to break glass because of my emergency. That's the key. And again, it sounds fluffy and it sounds simple, but it's not. The emuna that a Jew has in HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes mitzias. It brings down Shefa. And it's not just this folksy, you know, feel good, track of it, zaygood. It's like, oh, if you feel good, you dress good, you dress good. No, it's deeper than that. It's that if you believe in this, that itself creates a vessel in which case that Hashem can bring down this geula. So he says, Shayyadei Shemaimin, that by a Jew believing, Bahavas Hashem li Yisrael, that Hashem loves the Jewish people, beligvul, without without rules. And therefore, you know what? I can't tell you how many times people have told me this. I've tried everything. It's not working. What's the line from the Kedusha Slavi? That Yeshua is Hashem Kerefayin. So Kerefayin, they translate as blinking of the eye. Kedusha Slavi says, Heref means to downcast. The Yeshua comes, Dafka, when you've given up hope. That there are people that they decide, look, they say, look, it's not working. There's nothing I could do anymore. And you can get this way, like I said, in your own personal goals. You can look at Klal Yisrael and say, listen, I don't understand. It's clear, it's not the year 6000. And I have a hard time believing that we're more deserving than they were in the times of Rashi. Now, maybe you're wrong, because you have no idea what's going on. But even if you feel that way, there's still one last hope, which is to have a Muna that Hashem is willing and able, and He loves us enough that He would break the glass for us. And you know what? Let's say we don't deserve it, and let's say it is desperation. But I believe that Hashem would stop and break the rules in order to save us. And that itself creates a vessel, that itself creates a vehicle upon which Hashem's bracha can come down. That by a Jew believing that Hashem's love for the Jewish people, he's beligvul, it's without borders and it makes no sense. And therefore, even though it's not Ita and it's not Achishena, but his love is so great that he's willing to break the rules for me, that belief itself brings down the Shefa. And I believe that Hashem is so good, that his compassion has no end. And Hashem's love for the Jewish people is so vast, that he's willing to save me even though I don't deserve it. But that's how much he cares about the Jewish people. Simply believing in that, by the belief in that thought, it brings down that geula from Shemayim. And that's what it means. That always the Gemara says, what chus did they have to get out? Because it wasn't Ita and it wasn't Achishan. The Gemara says, emuna. Faith. Faith in what? Faith in a creator? No. More than that, he says, you know what it means? Hainu b'schus ha'amuna ha'zois. It was this faith. B'goydol ahavas Hashem li'Yisrael himshichu ha'segula b'chinas dilug l'maylam kol seder. It wasn't just a belief in a creator and a belief that Hashem runs the world. It was belief that Hashem is willing to break the rules for us. And he's willing to send us a redemption even though it's not Ita and not Achishena. That the Jewish people still had. And he says, u'b'zei yish levar masha omer Moshe. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe, he sends Moshe and Moshe says, you know, you guys are going to get out. And he says, Vehein lo yaminu li. They didn't believe him. And Moshe's like distraught by this. And he comes back to Hashem and he's like, they don't believe me. So you always ask yourself, so what? Like, whatever. Save him or don't save him. Why is it like they have to believe? You know, it's like, if you believe in me, then I'll come. Like, oh, whatever. And if you build it, they'll come. Like, whatever. I don't know. Get him out. Moshe, get him out. Put him on the eagle and get him out. Moshe says, they don't believe in me. I don't know what to tell you. And then Hashem says, no, say these words. Eka asher eka. And then they'll believe. Like, well, why is it so important that they have to believe? Like, why is it necessary? He says, Hein lo yaminu li. Shulchar temua. First of all, it doesn't make sense. Why is it necessary that they have to believe? But also, Hein lo yodis erech am Yisrael shebnei maminim him b'nei minim him. Well, you tell me they don't believe in God. They don't believe in me. What, they don't believe in God? The answer is no. Ech zamar lein hein lo yaminu li. Al kavanosa ha'isla amuna hazois. What it means is that in order to tap into this geula which is shalei al pi seder, you need to have belief that Hashem is willing to save you even though you don't deserve it. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, I'm here to redeem you, they were so tzibrach and they didn't believe that that's possible, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said that I can't do anything with them. There's no vessel upon which the geula of Hashem will come down. You have to make a kli for him. And the kli is emunah, and they're not having that. That's why it was so devastating to Moshe, and that's why he had to come back and say Hashem's name, Eka Asher Eka, to instill within them that belief that Hashem is still Eka Asher Eka, he's going to be with you, that he's with you always. And once the Jewish people had that belief, then there was a vehicle and there was room for that Shefa to come down. He says, El kavanosa ha'islamuna hazois ban hogel yoina, shebidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikor harachmim ashi lamayla mekol seder. Ubevadei haminu ba'Hashem Yisrael. Of course they believed in God. Of course they believed in God. They weren't kaifrim. Of course not. El shalayodu davrzeh. It was they were lacking in this belief. Shake hishehim nimtzahim b'shefel amatziv kazeh shalahol v'avodah v'dizar. They looked around and they said, listen, it's not the year 400, because I know that. They always had a tradition that the year 400. They said, it's not the year 400. And they looked around, they're like, listen, the Jews are not so frum. They're doing avodah zarah, so I don't think it's going to happen right now. What about the fact that Hashem is kol yachol, that even if there's a knife on your neck, Hashem could do anything? They were like, yeah, but there's still rules. They didn't believe that when it comes to Hashem, there is no such thing as rules. And the same God that said oil should light would say vinegar should light. That, what's the difference? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to break the rules as well. You just have to believe that you're worthy of that. So he says, says, what am I going to do? They don't believe in me. And then it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came back and said that pasuk, name of Hashem, and then all of a sudden they said, you know what, Hashem sees our pain. Then all of a sudden the redemption started. He says, they believe that it'll happen. They believe that it could happen for people like them. So Rav Tzadik famously says that v'yaminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe avdai. Do you have to believe in Hashem? But you also have to believe in Moshe, I mean in Moshe, the Jewish people, that the Jewish people are worthy of being saved. And even if we're not the Jewish people of old, but as I've said many times, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun are not walking through that door. This is all Hashem has. And therefore Hashem's not going to turn his back on the Jewish people, and therefore there's no reason why he wouldn't save us now. I would not eat and arachishana. So what? You're going to give rules for Hashem? You don't think he could break them? He could break them. If you believe that he could break them, he could break them. Let's go to the back page. We're not doing the left side. That's extra credit if you guys want. It's a nice piece from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, but it's not for now. Because it's getting late and I'm tired. He says, Valpi advarim yizbaru. And now we can understand, B'yayser, Maimar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Sholach B'yad Moshe El Paroi. It's a very beautiful piece from Nesiva Shalom. And Nesiva Shalom says, now you understand some of the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro. That Hashem said to Paro, Amarte love, said to Moshe, tell Paro, Ko Yamar Hashem, so said Hashem, Bini Bechori Yisrael. The Jewish people are my child. V'amar Elecho Shalachas Bini V'Avduni. And I said that you should take them out, you should let them go. V'timon L'Shalcha, and you refused. Hine Ahoichi Ereges Chavarecha, I'm going to kill your firstborns. This is when Hashem's telling them about Makas Bechori. The question is, why is it necessary to say that Bini Bechori Yisrael, they're my kids? Okay, alright. Why was it necessary? So he says, "Tzarich bir l'shem ma shalach loimer le bnei b'chay Yisrael." Every word from Hashem is important. So Hashem is telling Paroi, "They're my kids." Why was it necessary? What was he saying? What did he mean by that? So he says, "V'yesh levar dihne kol tekifuse shel Paroi nava metoich shegam hu yodesh agulati loya be'echa me'abez tanoim oy be'ita sheyizkel achish." And you have to understand, Paroi was not an idiot. Paroi knew this. Paro knew that the Jewish people will get out of one of two ways, which is the proper time, which he knew was not the time yet, or that they're deserving, that he knew that they were not deserving. That was his stronghold on the Jewish people, was he kept on saying to them, so to speak, not literally, you're not getting out because I know how you'll get out. Either the time, or you'll deserve it, and it's not the time, and you don't deserve it. So Hashem said to Moshe, tell Paro, Bini B'chayri Yisrael, they're my kids. And a father will break the rules in order to save his kids. And therefore, just like, yes, there are rules. There's a Gula Pisader. And they're not deserving of Gula Pisader. But what you don't realize is that when a father is willing to break the rules for his kids, there's a Gula Shaloy Pisader. And he says, Me'acha Shadayin Lo'hoi Se'isav Kida B'chlal Zachu Lo'hoi Hoyukim B'shef La'matziv U'midis Adin Me'kachakes Halog V'loi V'dizara. That Paro was saying, listen, you guys are messed up. It's not the time, and you're doing avodah zara. No way you guys are getting out. So on that, the lo yitachin sheyetzim in agolus, valzeh sholach le'akadosh baruch hu. And on that, Hashem sent a message to Paro, loimer bini b'chayri Yisrael, that kol hasdarim sheyachim rak be'avdei amelach. That you might be true, you might be right, that there's an order of redemption when you're dealing with slaves. Yes, there's an order of redemption. Avol Yehudi hu ben amelach. But the Jewish people are lemaila min hamazel. That there's nothing stopping, the rules can be broken. She'imai misnagim and hogel yoyin shilamailam kol seder, that a father will do anything to save the child, b'chines al kol b'shoim t'chas ahav, that love covers over all. Al kol b'shoim ha'kitrigoyim mechas ahavas Hashem li'Yisrael. And therefore, it doesn't make sense, but they believe that I'm willing to break the glass for them, and therefore I'm willing to do that. We'll end off with this, and I'll say over the Maisa, u'kashem shezu haderech begulas haklal, And just like this is how the Jewish people got out of Mitzrayim, which is pokoid yifkoid, that there's a second type of pekida, there's a second type of redemption, which is lamaylam in haseder, lamaylam in hazman. That doesn't make sense, that Hashem is just willing to break the rules because he can't see the Jewish people suffer anymore. And what's necessary to tap into that is the belief that Hashem loves the Jewish people enough that he's willing to do that, and he's willing to break rules for you, that you're deserving of breaking the rules, even with all the flaws that you have. So too, says Nesiv HaShalom, Kach b'golos ha'prati shekol Yehudi. Whenever a Jew goes through the pitfalls of life, again, be it physical or spiritual, there's always ups and downs. You have to mechazik yourself when you're going through those moments, b'yoyser g'asha Yehudi shekua b'shefel ha'matziv. That when a Jew is in a low place, b'bedregus ha'yerudus, b'yoyser, and he's depressed, or whatever is going through, he's having a tough week, a tough month, a tough year. And he doesn't see a way out because not be'ita and not be'achishena. And you'll hear a shir from Avi Zakatinsky on Thursday night and say, yeah, but Hashem could do anything. Yeah, but not for me. Why would he break the rules for me? So the answer is, Eitzasai, the Eitzah is emuna, which is to have faith. To have faith that Hashem is capable and is willing and is ready to do anything for his child. A parent doesn't love a child more than Hashem loves you. It's not possible. And therefore you have to mechazik. And again, it seems simple, but as you get older, and as you become more cynical, and as you know, you start off life all wide-eyed and like, anything's possible, and then as you get older, you're like, no. And as you get older, you realize, no, I don't think so. You have to mechazik, and you have to make sure this childlike optimism is still intact. And that is to mechazik, and that realize that anything's possible. You have to just believe in the possibility of hope. I'm going to talk about this in Shalosh Shuddis, that Yaakov Avinu said one of his brachas is to Don, to Shevet Don, which is the lowest Shevet, by the way. Don is always the lowest Shevet. They're the ones who do what deserve the most. L'yishuascha kivisi havayim. That I await his salvation. Hope. Kivoy is hope. You have to mechazik yourself and have hope. I heard a mice. I was looking for, you know, I wanted to think about hope. So I typed in hope in the Lubavitch Rebbe. I wanted to see what came up. So there's a video that I saw, and I think this is what happened. There's a video with Rev. He's a big Talmid Chacham in Toronto. It was a big Chabad shliach in Toronto. Rev Shocha. So Rav Shocha was saying over a story that when he was a little kid, this is in 1951, so the Rebbe, I don't even think was Rebbe yet. He became a Rebbe in 1951, so at the end of 1951, beginning of 1952. So this is probably even before. This is in between the Friedrich dying and the Rebbe taking over, that they were living in Toronto, the whole family, and they had, I think, 7 kids. This is his. He was a little kid at the time, and they were very, very poor. His father was a Rav. He was the shliach of Toronto, and they were very, very poor, and they couldn't afford a laundry machine. So what they did was, they used to boil the laundry. They would have a big pot of boiling water, and they would put the clothes in it. And obviously, it's exceedingly dangerous. The mother would have the pot on the floor, and she would put the clothes in and boil the clothes. And she must have stepped out for a minute, and one of the babies fell in. And it was terrible, terrible, terrible suffering. They brought him to the hospital, and they had to put in a full body cast. And they said, the doctor said, it's too late. There's no way the baby is surviving the day. And the doctors actually said to the daughter of Shochet's sister, tell your parents, because the parents didn't speak English, only spoke Yiddish. Tell your parents, because she spoke a little English, tell your parents, there's no way. So she said, I'm not telling my parents that, because why should I take away hope? So they decided they're going to call the Rebbe. So they call Rav Hodakov, which is the Rebbe's secretary, which is Rav Shochet's brother-in-law. And Rav Hodakov said, let me speak to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said to Rav Shochet, and they said, listen, it's the third day on Shabbos was the most integral day because that's the day where they were going to do a test of the kidneys. And if the kidneys were failed, the baby wasn't going to survive. So they decided, so they called the Rebbe and they said, what do I do? So the Rebbe said, your job as a Rav is to lead your community, keep leading your community, and Hashem will do his cheshbon. But the Rebbe said, this is what you do. On Shabbos, make a kiddush. Make a kiddush with a big simcha. So like, I don't think so. The Rebbe said, do it. So she said that the daughter was in her 70s at the time they were filming it. She said, it felt, it was not something that we wanted to do. You can imagine. I can't even imagine.
in that level of suffering, but the Rebbe said to make a Kiddush, you make a Kiddush. So she said that on the third day, all the Chabad people come over, and they're all drinking, and she said, and they're jumping on tables, and some of the tables broke. And she said it was very strange because they were all tzebrochen inside, but they were putting on a good face, and she said, of course, the Shabbos afternoon, they go to the hospital, and the doctor said they don't understand what happened, but all of a sudden, the vitals are coming back. And Baruch Hashem, she had a full recovery. So they didn't explain what happened. What's the inyan? The inyan is this. They needed a gula shaloy al pisayder hateva. They needed a gula that didn't make sense. They needed a gula lamayna min azman. So the Rebbe said, you want to know how to tap into that? You have to have faith that it's possible. Make a kiddush. You believe that, pretend it's already happened. You have to be optimistic that it's a kol yachol, that it's possible to have hope. And once you believe that it's possible and you act that way and go about with the trach good, vetzai good, it'll be. Listen, it's a tremendous chiddush. It also maybe was a test of their faith of emunas chachamim, but they were willing to do it. But that's the key. The key is to have emuna that if a Jew is able to believe that hakol yachol, you have to be able to believe that it's possible. You can't just daven the famous line from Rav Elia Lopian that he said you have two people that are sick and they both daven for both of them. Both people daven for the same illness, right? Both davening for it to end. One person survived, one person doesn't. He says, you want to know why? Because when they were davening for one, they were planning the funeral. You have to have a emunah that it's possible. You have to, and again, it seems like a simple thing, but it's not, and it seems like a fluffy thing. But that's the kalim, to bring down this type of gula, shaloy al pisayder, that Hashem sees us and He wants to break the glass because He sees it's desperate. But you have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the vessel upon which to receive his bracha, and that vessel is emunah that Hashem loves the Jewish people enough that He's willing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's kivisa Hashem, that Hashem always, there's always hope. The mechazik ourselves with this. And this will get us through our own personal galus. But the real ikkar is the galus of Klal Yisrael, that we want it to end. And it's not ita, and unfortunately sometimes it's not achishana. But we have to mechazik ourselves and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol, and He's willing, He's able to break the rules, as long as we believe that that is possible. And if we believe this, trach good, then venzayin good, that it'll be good, and it'll always be good, with gulas Mashiach, tzakeinu b'hev yameinu, amen.